with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo, 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders or they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style and the winter gets cold in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Is Jay-Z with Alicia Keys. I saw him perform that live on Saturday Night Live. Pretty amazing tune. Empire State of Mind, a great little anthem song. And I like Jay-Z when he adds people in to do a melody, then it kind of fits in like he did it with Justin Timberlake and, of course, that one with Alicia Keys I like a lot. Next, I'm going to give you a little story time, I think, here on Time Travel.
W-M-F.
All right, time travelers, I'm going to give you something a little special here. This is a story I wrote that was published a number of years ago in an anthology book called The Smoking Section, Memories of America's Most Hated Vice. This is a story that I contributed from 1994, we go back to right now, with a story called Straggler by yours truly, Chris Earle, here on Time Travel. It's story time for the next few minutes on my 49th birthday show. I graduated from UMass Amherst in 1993, cum laude. That's UMass code for, although you abused your body with booze and smokes these past 4 years, luckily your liver, lungs, and other bodily functions are still intact. So congratulations, Chris. Sure, my lungs weren't virgin pink, my liver wasn't as juicy as it was in 1989, but I made it. I graduated. I even got a diploma that arrived in the mail 5 months after graduation to prove it. I was back visiting Amherst in May of 1994 to visit my friend Steve, who was graduating that weekend. Steve was another fine study to make the case for substance abuse. However, Steve was only at UMass Amherst the last 2 years of his college run, so his body was still mildly in love with him. Mine was starting to call me a vicious bitch, screaming out for help. At UMass Amherst, drinking 101 is a required course the first semester that both Steve and myself passed with flying colors, as all the best UMass Amherst graduates normally do. By this point, I was in the graduate courses, working a day job the past year and keeping up with my aggressive social schedule at night, including these binge weekends at UMass. Smoking 101 was never a required course. However, having a pack of smokes that you could distribute to friends during a night made you the equivalent of a Jedi Knight. At the time, they were $2 a pack, but it was rare to see many students with them. Although carrying a lighter seemed to also be a requirement for every student, having actual cigarettes was rare. When you did have them, though, and you whipped them out at just the right moment, everybody loved you. And we would all smoke and drink and chat and smoke and drink and chat, maybe make out with a stranger, take a nap, eat an entire pizza, prank call the asshole neighbor, and what have you. It was bliss. So I met my friend Steve at the old house he was renting, a relatively large, run-down old farmhouse on the way to Hadley, kind of outside the beaten path of UMass. We decided to stick in for the start of the night, drink 10 or 12 beers, and then definitely head out later and get all f***ed up. So Steve shared the place with at least two other guys. I can say at least because back in the college days, nobody was really sure how many roommates they really had. So they were one of the ones who were official because they or their parents were responsible enough to pay the rent. And then there were the gypsies who would just wander in and out like a summer of love 60s commune. Sometimes you'd have 8 to 10 roommates who you only knew on a first name basis. There'd be so much hair in the bathtub drain, it would take days to drain after a quick shower. Though, being a house full of 21-year-old guys, the tub wasn't utilized as much as it should have been. Personal hygiene was not a required course at UMass Amherst. The night started off with a few beers, Bud Lights, a little primer, shoot the shit, play some pool and drink some beers, repeat. What was cool was just me and Steve. Since they weren't graduating until the next year, all his roommates had gone home for the summer. What wasn't cool is that there was shit everywhere. There was dishes in the sink, there was dishes in the tub, there was rotten fruit, black flies, empty beers, a random cat, carelessly discarded underwear, which was recently flung and abandoned in the corner of the dining room, half-full beers, some indescribable stain on the wall that was either the result of sex or sacrifice, maybe both, most likely human. And then there were more stragglers, half-full beers. We didn't care. We were young. We were used to everything around us smelling like a rendering plant. We cracked a few bottles of Bud Light and we played some pool. Everything was going swimmingly, and then it happened. I placed my beer down on the pool table next to a straggler. Big mistake. Now, a straggler isn't always a bad thing. For those that are unfamiliar, a straggler is a leftover beer that isn't quite empty, although it's hardly ever full. It can be found in either a glass bottle or a plastic cup at almost all college keggers in its fresh born-on-date form. But it's also common that it had been left over from the night before. I experienced the early stages of alcoholism firsthand when I saw freshmen come by and sneak a few stragglers into their hands and chug them down, not caring a tinker's cuss what kind of beer it was. What nasty Corona lips were on the cup or bottle. I added Corona for 2020, everybody. What nasty lips were on the cup or bottle and not noticing whether anything was discarded into the bottle. I was always afraid of those half-full beers, those stragglers. But I did take note, and I used them when necessary throughout my college career. I would be doing a disservice to college students at party universities across the globe if I did not confess to you, my dear reader, that I spent a few nights of those freshman to senior years where a keg rang dry and the stragglers kept the buzz on for the night. I have no shame. So I paced my Bud Light right next to another Bud Light. Getting back to the story. A straggler. So a straggler that I later learned happened to be one from a party held the previous weekend before, so it wasn't quite as fresh as it could have been. A straggler that probably had a few bonus sea monkeys floating in it, since it had been fermenting in its own juices all during this 80-degree week in mid-May. I lined up my cue ball for the pool game, sank the 8, success. It was a great game. Thanks, Steve. And then I reached for my beer in celebration, not looking like an asshole. I grabbed the straggler by mistake. I chugged it. So inside this 5-ounce-filled, warm-as-piss, sea-monkey-laden Bud Light straggler was also a gigantic cigarette butt. The goddamn thing had to be at least 12 inches long and damn near 2 inches thick. It came out of the bottle with such ease as if it almost belonged in my throat and sailed into its harbor with only sea monkey bacteria as its lubrication. I looked at my friend Steve in horror. I somehow was able to skirt around the cigarette butt in the mouth all through my 4 years at UMass. I always looked before I drank a straggler, gave the bottle a little shake, the plastic a once-over. At worst, some leftover floaty was found. The straggler remained where I found it, left it behind as undrinkable. I must have been rusty, though, during my time away from UMass, because I let this one happen. I just drank it, and it was disgusting. I opened my mouth as wide as I could. I half dropped and half puked it all out. The cigarette fell onto the unwashed carpet like a log racing down Niagara Falls. After a hack or two, I looked up at Steve and I said, I've always been scared that I'd swallow a leftover cigarette in a straggler. Then I paused and then I thought, you know what though? It wasn't all that bad. Let's play some pool. Steve laughed and got me a fresh Bud Light, minus the cigarette butt. We left a few stragglers for his roommates for the next party and we hit the town and the remainder of the night was uneventful. But the next morning I did leave some soiled underwear in the corner just for good measure. Just another great weekend binge drinking at UMass Amherst in my early days. Best college ever. There's your story time for today. Smoking section, memories of America's most hated vice, unfiltered stories edited by Lizzie Miles. You can find that on Amazon if you want to pick up that book. It's a great, great little anthology book all about smoking. And I contributed that one called Straggler.
One day more, another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet with you my world has started.
One more day all on my own.
Will we ever meet again?
One more day with him not caring.
I was born to be with him.
What a life I might have known.
And I swear I will be true.
But he never saw me there.
Storm.
I follow where she goes.
At the barricades of freedom.
Shall I join my brothers there?
When our ranks begin to fall.
Do I stay? Do I dare?
Will you take your place with me?
The time is now. The day is here.
One day more.
One day more to revolution. We will. We'll be ready for these schoolboys. They will wet themselves with blood.
Watch them run amok.
Catch them as they fall.
Never know your luck when there's a free for all. Here's a little dip.
Very little touch.
Most of them are gone, so they won't miss much.
One day, two, and you can give me a flag of freedom.
My place is here, I fight with you.
One day more,
we will join these people's heroes. We will know where they go. We will know their little secrets. We will know the things.
One day more,
watch them run amok. Catch them as they fall.
Never know your life when there's a rainbow road.
We'll be ready for this.
Tomorrow we'll be far away. Tomorrow. The judgment day.
Tomorrow we'll discover what our God in heaven has in store. One more dawn, one more day, one day
more. We heard Forget You by that fat little guy in the shirt. Fat little black man. CeeLo Green. And then Lonely Boy from El Camino 2001. Black Keys. And One Day More from Les Mis. Next is Bruno Mars thinking about how sad he is. Kind of a pussy, that guy. But I like him.
Just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh. Too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. My selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. Too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. I hope he holds your hand, give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Dressed like a daydream.
So it's gonna be forever.
Let's
write your name.
Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever. Your name.
I will show you incredible things. Nice to meet you. How you been? Taylor Swift on Time Travel on MFO. Now I'm going to give you another one from 2014 because that's like half a song. I mean, Taylor Swift, she's okay, but I'm a 49-year-old man. I'm going to play something that has a little kick to it, something a little nut punch, you know? How about some more Black Keys? We heard from El Camino, we heard Lonely Boy earlier, and let's hear from the Turn Blue album. This is Fever, a thing few of you might know here in 2020. Nah.
We'll be right back.
Well, I have a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name.
When I was a boy, I had a dream all about the things I'd like to be. Soon as I was in my bed, music played inside my head. When I was a boy, I had a dream. When I was a boy, I learned to play. Far into the night and drift away. Don't wanna work on the milk or the bread, just wanna play my guitar instead. When I was a boy, I had a dream. And radio waves kept me company in those beautiful days when there was no money. When I was a boy, I had a dream. When I was a boy, I had a dream. Finding out what life could really mean. Don't want a job 'cause it drives me crazy. Just wanna sing, do you love me, baby? When I was a boy, I had a dream.
X-ray, CT scan, ultrasound, MRI, mammography, angiogram. Has your doctor ordered one of these radiology tests? Well, now there's a website that can give you important information about these and nearly 100 other radiology tests and treatments. Radiologyinfo.org answers your questions about what you can expect from your exam or treatment in a detailed and easy-to-understand way. That's radiologyinfo.org. Listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. If you're over 50, or if you're 50, this message is for you. Over time, if undetected, colorectal cancer becomes a killer. But screening tests can find it early when treatment is most effective. Even better, this is one cancer you can prevent. Screening will find precancerous polyps that can be removed before they turn into colorectal cancer. So stop this disease. Get screened for colorectal cancer. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Mass.
What I had to do, 'cause I just knew. called me to be on that screen and live inside each scene.
She found a nickel to my name, hopped a bus, here I came. Could be brave or just insane, we'll have to see.
Cause maybe in that sleepy town, I'll sit one day, the lights are down, you'll see my face and think how he used to know me.
Behind these hills, I'm reaching for the heights and chasing all the lights.
Rhythms in the canyons that'll never fade away. The ballads in the barrooms left by those who came before. They say we gotta want it more. So I bang on every door.
And even when the answer's no,
or
when my money is running low, a dusty mic and neon glow are all I need.
And someday as I sing the song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on and go.
That's from one of my favorite movies of the last 5 years or so, La La Land. That should have won Best Picture, not Moonlight. La La Land, everybody. La La Land. La La Land. We're going to La La Land. Let me meet you in La La Land. It's another word for Hollywood. I'm just being silly. Whatever. Here's the next song. It's another sweet one. It's from U2. It's so sweet. La La Land, that song's sweet too. It didn't deserve that. That I do. It deserved to be like nice. Like, oh, and that's, oh, you're listening to PBS Radio. It's La La Land. This is from the wonderful movie La La Land. And the next one is from the wonderful U2 with Beck's remake. It is Beck remake that has a very nice video to it. It'll make you feel good. It will make you get an accent. It'll make you sound slightly European, almost a Frenchman, Italian, and what have you. You are listening to Time Travel with Chris Earlys on 91.5 FM WMFO in Misfit. Time travel.
So young,
further and sing it like no other.
There was a time when we walked by the docks. I told you I'd need you all of my life. I'm watching the tugs rolling by together. Do you remember? Do you remember the lights on the shore? How they reflected the rain on the road? I believe that you loved me alone. It was real. Do you remember? Now and then I see your face. I've been wanting a loving embrace. I've been looking for love, but it gets me nowhere. Oh yeah, yeah. The future burning bright as we watch the moon rolling out to sea. Do you remember? Those old days are erased from my mind. You've left all those old days behind, but still I remember your face forever, forever.
Oh,
enough, girl. Get enough, get enough, get enough, girl. I can't get enough, enough of you.
It's a fun little song from Paul McCartney. He came out with that on January 1st of 2019. Here's another one from 2019. It is Springsteen, and then I'm going to leave you with the theme for the new James Bond movie for 2020, even though it got moved into 2021. This has been my 49th birthday spectacular show. I do a birthday show for myself annually, and it's gotten so big because I'm so old that it's two shows in one. So I played 49 songs from 1971 up until 2020 and a couple of bonuses here and there, plus a little story from that smoking section book that you can find on Amazon. It's an anthology book that I was in that I wrote a little piece 4 years ago called Straggler, if you want to check that out. Anyway, see you next week, time travelers. I'm going to do the Halloween show next week. Happy birthday to me. A matter of fact, I think I'm going to go watch that Happy Birthday to Me horror movie tonight. So all horror movies next week. Time Travel with Chris Roll here with you every Wednesday on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 5 to 7 p.m. See you next week, time travelers. Stay cool.
Had enough of heartbreaking pain. I had a little sweet spot for the rain, for the rain and skies of gray. Hello sunshine, won't you stay? You know I always liked my walking shoes. You can get a little too fond of the blues. You walk too far, you walk away. Hello sunshine, won't you stay? You know I always loved a those empty streets, no one around. Fall in love with lonely, you end up that way. Hello sunshine, won't you stay?
You bleed is just the blood you own. We were a pair, but I saw you there. Too much to bear. You were my life, but life is far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else that I've fallen for a lie? You were
there's just no time to die.